Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron Ty Kevin Mitchell Radio Program. Have some technical difficulties with the Facebook. Doing last-minute ditch effort to try to work it. I'm working it off my phone today. Hopefully, it's going to work out. I'll tell you what, Shelby, you can check on your phone. Make sure we got good volume and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, welcome to the program. Matt here. We're simulcasting at 105.1 FM The Ranch. Also out of Rockdale at KRXT 98.5 FM. You can watch us live here on my phone. Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give me a call at 254-697-6633. And all programming is put in a podcast form, and you can check it out. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. It's all right there. You can go to Spotify, Apple, Podbean. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads. Go ahead, check it out. Great information there that you can check out. I want to thank all the sponsors to the program, all the people who donate privately. Couldn't do it without you. Submit or subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook. The whole works, okay? We've got a lot of stuff going on here. And Shelby, I'll tell you what, whoever's speaking, you can just move that
thing, okay? I mean, we maybe can fix it later.
Is it, it's coming through okay?
I can, it sounds a little tin can-ish, because it's so far away, but I can hear you.
Okay, very
good. I can hear what you're saying.
It's now, just,
can you hear me way over here?
We could hear you in the next county. To my left, my wingman, the Colonel, Rafer Brown. Colonel, how are you doing this morning, sir?
You can shut the door.
Fantastic. When it's going to be 75 to 80 degrees in March,
the big door.
Early March, you don't complain.
Well, I'll tell you what, that little bit of rain we had, this heat, the grass is going to grow, my cows are happy, they're laying off the hay rolls.
And the eggs, the free-ranging chickens, the yolks will be so bright yellow and stand up. It's going to be beautiful.
To my right, my special guest host today, attorney CJ Grisham. CJ, I'm glad you could make it.
Yeah, thanks. Sorry, a little late. I started leaving my house and it said 8 miles to empty.
Uh-oh.
And so I needed to get gas.
Well, if you went fast enough, you could have coasted in, you know? And I got my board operator making sure it stays on the rails. Shelby, say hi to everybody.
Hey, everybody. I'm trying to work on the...
It's a three-hour show, Shelby.
Last time I talked too much, you were like, gosh, Shelby, cut it out.
I did not see that. All right, let me set the table here. We got a lot going on today. We'll be doing the devotional. I'll be reading out of Tony Evans' book. You want to show it, please? Prayers for Men. I want to thank the publisher for allowing me to read these chapters on air, and we'll do that in the next segment. And I want to thank Harvest House Publishers for letting me do that. And I'll be doing some announcements as well. True Stories at 11:30, everybody's favorite part of the program. Word of the day in the moment, quote of the day in a moment. Judge Andy Isaacs will not be in today. He's doing a trail ride there at Morningstar Ranch, so I'll be doing the revival prayer, unless somebody else wants to take it. Katie from Moz, hopefully will be at the bottom of the hour. The Colonel doing his constitutional segment. We got politics going on. Colonel, tell me, what are we going to be doing today?
Oh, we're going to try to teach you how to fish. Instead of giving you a fish, we're going to teach you how to fish. And we get information on candidates. And we do have some chum to scatter on the water to on the easy things here for the House districts and the Senate. So we'll start with that, and then we'll let you work on the others.
Very good. Now, at approximately...
I'll change it on the break.
Okay. Approximately... Now, look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to kill that one on the phone.
Yeah.
And restart on that. So if you're listening and watching on Facebook, you're going to see a slight break in the... Just stand by. It'll come back live again, okay? The candidates for Milam County District Attorney's Office will be partially in studio today. I've got Brian Price coming in studio, and Lonnie Gosch had another commitment, and he's diligently working to make it be possible for him to call in during the time. It's going to start at 10:45 and go to no later than 11:30. And I got questions that I've given both of them. And this is not a hot seat interview. This is basically for you, the listening audience, the public, to put a name to the face, to the voice, to the ideology of what it is to be a district attorney for Milam County. It went fantastic when we did constables. It went fantastic when we did tax assessor. I'm sure this will be nothing less than fantastic as well.
Wow. That was loud.
That was loud.
I tried to do it gently.
Let's go to the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation of a story. And if you can call up and put the word of the day into a sentence and the colonel likes it, you get a prize. What the prize is, I don't know. We'll figure something out, but it's worthy of the call. Let's see. The word of the day today is secretion.
Oh, my gosh. You do not want me to call in on that word.
Secretion. I figured... Shelby would squirm because of the words like pus pocket or scratch and sniff.
Moist.
Moist. That's the word I hate. I don't like girth either. I think it's gross.
Well, it depends who you're asking.
You could use both of those words in the same sentence.
All right, the word secretions comes from this headline. Well, first of all, the definition. It's a noun. A process by which substances are produced and discharged from a cell, gland, or organ for a particular function in the organism or for excretion. That's the definition, and it comes from this headline. And I'm using this headline for the word of the day. Because of what we talked about last week. If you remember last week, we were talking about this. We've got HIV-positive tranny breastfeeds baby chemically-induced chest secretions help of medical clinic. That is disgusting, man.
I thought the whole thing about the medical field was do no harm.
Exactly. Exactly. Do no harm.
Just imagine the psychiatric issues that kid will grow up with, like,
okay, this gender thing.
Imagine the chest hair from the nipples.
That's what I said.
You need to understand that all this gender bending thing, it's all Chinese Communist Party, and they're doing right wing extremist in the chat groups trying to excite people and entice violence and stuff. And on the other side, it's a socialist or Chinese Communist Party controlled. Pushing all this gender stuff. It is not paid for by the gender people.
Okay, I'm assuming people have had breakfast some time ago, so their stomach should be settled, because I'm about to read one paragraph here. This comes from this article. Former men's rights activist Murray Pearson, 52, who used the name Margie, Fancy Pants on social media, is facing backlash after sharing images of himself chest feeding an infant at the Gold Farm Clinic in Montreal. Quote, I have a baby almost 9 months old. I cannot wait to connect through feeding. And yes, I will stop drinking before it negatively affects anything they drink.
Oh my goodness.
Thanks for that.
There's all kinds of problems in that paragraph. I'm smoking. Going to stop
it's
drinking.
A, it's a
I'm
nine
a man.
Months article too.
Chest feeding.
I promise I'll stop drinking.
A baby at 9 months.
9 months.
Is a little bit.
It's getting close to needing to be off of.
Yeah, that's about the weaning period.
Shelby,
what
I want
baby
your...
is it?
I want you to read this paragraph while I'm talking and tell me if I can read that paragraph.
And that's the thing. Where did this baby come from?
That's what I want to know.
Whose baby?
Their baby up like a...
And where's CPS? Instead of going after parents that just happen to have firearms that aren't hurting anybody, why aren't they going after these crazy people?
Because the CCP is funding this.
Yeah.
All right, let me move on. First Amendment under attack. The Biden Department of Justice orders journalists to surrender to FBI for January 6th coverage.
That's Glenn Beck's guy, and he's charged with four misdemeanors, and they took him in, stripped him down, put him in an orange jumpsuit, shackled his legs, and handcuffed him, and brought him in before the judge.
Making an example.
And three
I'm
of the
so
four misdemeanors, according to Beck.
They're trying to scare people into submission.
Three of the four misdemeanors were totally bogus that they charged him with. So,
but a picture
this
speaks
freedom
a
of the
words,
press
right?
doesn't mean anything.
Look, this is happening. The First Amendment is under attack at every level. Last month, well, I guess now it's March. In January, I went to court because I have a client who's been very vocal against his city council. So what do? They send code enforcement in. They do a warrantless search of his gym. Charge him with all sorts of bogus code violations to keep him busy and unfunded. So I go, I get everything dismissed because they violated his Fourth Amendment rights, but this is really about free speech is what it's about. It's weaponizing the code enforcement. And now...
What about official oppression under the color of law?
2 days ago, I officially filed our $5 million lawsuit against that city. So, under First Amendment issues. You know, I'm a Second Amendment... That's what I came to the legal field to be, is a Second Amendment attorney. I've become a First Amendment attorney, because you will not believe how many... I almost got arrested for quoting case law down there. When they violated my client's rights at a city council meeting, and I got up there and I started quoting case law that said, you can't kick him out because he said the F word. You can't kick him out because he called you a POS. Here's the, and I literally read that blah, 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 F is, protected speech. And they threatened to arrest me if I didn't leave. The First Amendment is under attack.
If you say what they don't want you to say.
Right.
Your First Amendment.
I'm at a loss on this one. Is it ignorance of those people in place, or are they getting paid off for a certain agenda?
I think it's just power. Honestly, I don't think it's either of those. Mm-hmm. I think it's just power. You will not question me, boy. You know, that kind of attitude.
Yeah. It's assumption. It's abuse. It's usurpation of power. Not delegated to them.
Yeah, I'm not going to read it. Okay, let me do one more headline. We'll come back and finish them up. Pentagon warns of direct Russia-NATO clash. I don't believe anything these guys say anymore. They got an agenda themselves. They make a lot of money selling arms. They want to continue it up, scare us to death. We're going to take a break. Be back in three.
It's the Kickbacks. Come on.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
If that New Year's resolution is staring you in the face and you don't know where to get started, start with Yo Nutrition in the Milan Plaza. They can put you on the right path with protein shakes, energy teas, hydration and supplement drinks, and even protein-loaded snacks. They have you covered for overall health and wellness options and even offer protein coffee. In a hurry, they deliver. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4, and Saturday, 9 to 2. Yo Nutrition. Call 510-634-3510.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provides sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Shelby, thank you for fixing all the problems that exist here.
Tweaking a lot today, but it'll be fixed.
Problems that should not exist, and you're able to fix them correctly. Thank you very much.
I blame the sunspots.
Oh,
and the Chinese.
It's definitely a carryover from leap year.
All right, let me continue on with setting the table. This is from The Atlantic. Dems should not certify Trump's 2024 election win if Supreme Court keeps him on the ballot.
This sounds like January 6th.
Yeah. How
Hypocritical.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out which form of the sentence I wanted to use. CNN calls... Look, this is the left. The left does this crap. Listen to this. CNN calls for limits on how often Americans can travel abroad. Quote, carbon passports may be the answer.
223s might be the answer.
How about this one? Anti-Trump New York Attorney General Letitia James suing world's top beef producer for, quote, misleading public about its climate impact. Didn't they get Trump on misleading real estate investments?
It's like the guy that's on Shark Tank.
Yeah, Shark Tank. He said,
and he says anybody that invests in New York is out of their minds.
Yeah.
Get out as fast as you can.
They have the highest percentage of empty retail and residential space than they've ever had in New York City right now.
CJ, let me ask you something. I'm going to read a headline, and you tell me, in your opinion, how many cases have been affected by this polluted mind. Judge arrested for shooting ex-boyfriend in the head while he slept. Here you have a judge who has that mindset and capability of shooting her ex-boyfriend in the head. What's her thought process behind the bench?
I can't even fathom it. And, you know, I wish, unfortunately, look, guys, today's my birthday. I'm not going to be here the whole show. I really wanted to talk to the district attorney candidates. We have a problem on the bench, and we have a problem in the legal field on both the defense side and the prosecutorial side. And the more I do this, I'm coming up on a year doing this with an actual license. The angrier I get, because you've got these people who are out there judging you and accusing you. Meanwhile, the things that are going on behind your back or like this are just nonsense. You know, I've been on a and I'm not shy about talking to this. I've been on a probationary license because the bar doesn't like my personality. That's really what it is. Not the bar, excuse me, the Board of Law Examiners. Meanwhile, you've got these unethical judges, prosecutors, and defense attorneys who are out there with a full license screwing everyone over. And I'm fighting to get a regular license because of my personality. Not because of how I...
You're a bad attorney.
Not because I'm a bad attorney. And, you know, I did over 200 hours...
Wait a minute, that came out wrong.
No, I think it came out fine. Not because I'm a bad attorney, because I'm not.
Because you're not.
Yeah. You know, from May when I got my... Or April... Yeah, May when I got my license to December, I did over 200 hours of pro bono work. That's four times more than the bar even suggests that we do. It's not even a requirement because, you know, they suggest that every attorney do 50 hours each year. So, but I'm the problem, not this guy. And some of the other people all over the state that are...
The reason I'm saying this is, what if this judge had a case where, a girlfriend shot her boyfriend. She goes, well, I'll let her go because I'm thinking about doing the same thing.
Right. Right.
All right, let me move on. I'm running out of time here. Elon Musk warns U.S. being turned into refuge for world's worst criminals. See, that's why one of the reasons why I'd vote for him if he ran. He's his own person. He pays for everything. No special interest. I know how he thinks. I'm either going to vote for him because I like what he says, or I'm not going to vote for him because I heard what he said. Not like a Nikki Haley who sold her soul.
Yeah, and I'm going to vote for Trump because... He doesn't owe anybody anything.
I voted Trump yesterday. I'm proud to say it for the first time.
MSNBC freaks out that Christian nationalists believe their rights come from God.
Oh, the horror.
What a business of it is yours.
Well, it's reporter, the Declaration of Independence that says that.
That reporter apologizes for clumsy Christian nationalists after outcry. You are so ingenuous, it's pathetic. Rob Reiner, Trump is the mouthpiece for the Christian nationalist movement. This nation was founded under Judeo-Christian values.
Wait, is that supposed to be a dig?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
That was a compliment.
Here's one that should raise everybody's eyebrows. Berlin rose back on daycare sex rooms for toddlers to masturbate in privacy. Did you catch that? I can say it because it's medical terms. I'll say it again. Berlin, the city of Berlin in Germany, which I used to serve at, rose back on daycare sex rooms for toddlers to masturbate in privacy. Read the article, you want to vomit.
A bigger issue is the parents that take their kids to daycare, they would be enabling the idea.
If they even know. Unvaxxed.
How do you not know that your toddlers are going someplace?
Because the same reason people here in this country don't know their kids are being read sex books in the library until something confronts them, and once they realize it, they go ape. Wow. Thank goodness. Unvaxxed children healthier than vaxxed, top doctor tells Senate.
The more childhood vaccinations given early, the higher the death rate before the age of five.
You know, speaking of school board and what they allow in the schools, former CNN correspondent Brian Stelter is running for a seat on school board in New Jersey as a Republican, no less.
What?
Republican is only a name. There is no requirement to be honest or oath or anything when you go in to sign. All you have to go in is go to the Republican Party chair of your county and request the appropriate paperwork. And that's the difference between a conservative and a Republican.
Shelby, how much time I got?
4 minutes.
4 minutes. So I'm going to do a blanket prayer with the Lord here. And then I'm going to do the devotional, and then I'm going to read this thing real fast. Lord, I groan to you through the Spirit. I groan due to the lack of time and the lack of words I'm able to speak. But you know through the Spirit what's on my mind and in my heart for this nation, that it be revived to greatness once again and do a 180-degree turnabout and focus in on you. I thank you and I pray through your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Devotional, Monday through Friday. I do it for a long time, been doing it for many years, and blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio as well. I want to thank McGuire Tire, Casey and the gang for sponsoring the segment. Casey and them took care of my truck. When it came to tires and alignment, all that kind of stuff, did a fantastic job at Sing. So you need to check them out. They got two locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114. Belton 254-939-1357. Or simpler yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors who support the program. Today's devotional reads. And if you're on my devotional list, I think this one's Wednesday's. Good morning. Do you like to dance? Apparently, I do. It's called the Christian two-step. You take two steps forward, then one step back. Okay. That's two steps of growth in the Lord and one miserable step backwards in self. Thanks be to God for his mercy and grace. This comes from Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And I close. Here's a thought. The next time we go dancing, instead of the Christian two-step, let's dance a Christian waltz full of grace and beauty. Whatever the dance, let's just keep moving forward. Have a blessed day. So there we go. We plant the seeds, sprinkle a little bit of water on it. Let the good Lord do the growing. Share it with who you want. Don't cram it down anybody's throat. Shelby, how much time I got?
2 minutes.
Going to do it. Tony Evans, prayer book for men. Thank you, Harvest House Publishers. There it is in the camera. Women, ladies out there, you need to pray double hard for your men. Man, you better be praying too. You need to be put back in your proper position, and that's in leadership position. That's just the way it is, man. Take charge. Do what you're born to do.
And take care of the woman.
And protect your women, yes.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, that's what they're meant to do.
Yep.
A prayer for protection. Lord, there are so many dangers in the world which we live. There are dangerous people doing dangerous things. Sometimes I'm even a danger to myself when I become inattentive or distracted or eat unhealthy or don't manage my stress levels well. So I pray for protection and safety on all fronts. Put a hedge around me so that the evil one doesn't have his way with me. I know that Satan wants to trip me up. I see him coming after my thoughts, actions, relationships, and more. It seems like when I get victory in one area of my life, problems crop up quickly in other areas. I need your protection, Lord. I need heaven's helping hand. I need divine intervention to guard me in all that I do. God, shield me from anything that would hurt me, including the evil one who wants to only destroy me. I see and know that. He's had ample opportunities to do so, and sometimes in my own foolishness, I've helped him. I don't want to do that anymore. Instead, I want to flee from him and draw closer to you. Please protect me as I follow you by covering me with Christ's blood and surrounding me with your angels, your sentry, every step I take. In Christ's name, amen. And finally, he says, Tony says, once you realize that you're in a spiritual battle with all forces of evil, you will become very sensitive to sin's attempts to conquer you. In a war, only a fool is not on constant alert for the enemy. Amen to that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, hopefully we'll have Katie from Moz. If not, we'll go over the word of the day, quote of the day, and then the curl is going to hit it. Be back in three.
Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Is that Katie? Is that Katie?
No, it says somebody else.
Okay. The number here is 254-697-6633. Don't forget, at 10:45, approximately. We're going to have the candidates for the district attorney's office here in Milam County, Brian Price and Lonnie. Gosh, Lonnie is, he had a pre-commitment. He's diligently working to see if he can call in at that time to have the discussion with us. So stay tuned for that. I was going to mention something else, too. Oh, Shelby, let me have that cake over there.
And you know, like I said, I'm not going to be here for the district attorney's.
Beautiful.
Oh, look at that.
Hold on. Shelby's got the cake in Facebook. My wife loves to bake.
Wow.
And, good baker.
That is good.
And she did a really good job on this. And I asked her if she could make one for Texas Independence and also a piece of birthday cake for CJ here. So, CJ, I guess since you got to run, there it is.
Nice.
Just think how good it would taste. Maybe before you go.
I know.
But, you know, happy Independence Day for Texas.
Anything that looks like Texas has got to be good.
I had Texas waffles at the hotel I was at this weekend. It was great.
The, you know, because I'm not going to be here with the prosecutors, you know, one of the discussions that I think we as a society need to have here, this is my biggest frustration. And I know it's not going to be a gotcha thing, but I'm hoping if you have time, have this kind of discussion with them and ask them their opinions on it, if there's time. I have, as you know, I craft my opinion on, or my practice on what I call innocent defense, not criminal defense. These are people who are essentially charged, I don't even know why most of the time. But what bothers me to no end about prosecutors is when they come to me and I show up at a hearing and I go down to talk to them about the case because I've reviewed all of the, you know, look, it's a hearing. So why am I going to show up if I'm not prepared to defend my client? Mm-hmm. Why are you going to show up if you're not prepared to prosecute my client? And I show up and I go down there. I says, look, the video even shows he didn't do this, what you said he did. And, you know, I go through the whole thing. And they tell me that, well, I haven't had a chance to look through any of the case file or anything yet. You know, I've got all these other things. But we're willing to give him a plea offer of X, Y, and Z. Why are prosecutors telling me to get my client to plea to something he didn't do, and they haven't even looked at the case file?
I can only say this based on ignorance and from what I've heard, and that is they don't want to lose a case, so they might try to set it up where it's winnable for them.
But is it a loss if you say, you know what, there's nothing here, I'm going to dismiss this?
But you don't if they don't do the work, they'll just say, take it, and maybe you'll run with it. CJ, hold on. I got to go to the Colonel. Colonel, I don't want to cut on your time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We'll be talking right about 10 with you. All right, go ahead, Colonel.
All right. We've got a lot of things to cover today with Texas Independence Day and all of this. So let me get back to my thing. I was having too much fun listening to CJ.
Sorry about
that,
Colonel.
I'm Lieutenant Colonel Rayford Brown, former Commandant of the Academy of Military Science. And this is the lower left-hand corner of the big picture, a deep dive into a small area for better understanding. The quote of the day, a free people ought not to be only to be armed, but disciplined, to which end a uniform and well-digested plan is requisite, and their safety and interests require, and I emphasize require, that they should promote such manufactories, okay, manufacturing capability, our word, as tend to render them independent of others for essential, particularly military supplies. Who said this in his first address to Congress? That's a hint. All right. A free people not only need to be armed, but disciplined. The state, having its militia, is which the preamble to the Second Amendment states, a well-regulated militia being essential to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. All right. So the state sponsored that we should have required basic military training at the state level for male and female, and it teaches discipline, marching, taking orders, giving orders, and either then an option of public service or weapons training. And military training, public service can be a training of its own for those that are a conscientious objectors, and that is real conscientious objectors. But independence of manufacturing, medical supplies, military supplies, electronic networking and communications. Right now, it's my understanding that almost every network router in the Army is made by Cisco, which is owned by the Chinese Communist Party and is subject to being reprogrammed at any time via out-of-control methods. All right, March 2nd, 1836, Texas Declaration of Independence was signed at Washington on the Brazos. There were 59 Texans that signed this, and it was essential that they... One of the big things they were talking about was the right to have their property and not to have it taken away by the Mexican government. The Mexican government was out of control. 10 years later, in 1845, Texas became a state. And all of those that want to know the real background of that is because the Republic of Texas was bankrupt, like the government now. We were $9 million then, $9 million in debt. And remember that Texas has the longest coastline of any state and the longest border of any state on the south to protect, and not to mention airspace. So all of these things have to be protected if you're going to be an independent. And I like these people that are secessionists haven't really thought this whole problem through. So much for that. All right. I have given Matt some information to put up onto the Facebook page for websites that we can follow. I'm going to read these in just a minute, but first...
I'll post them after the show, Colonel.
Yeah, he'll post them after the show. But you'll need a pencil and paper because I'm going to try to teach you to fish instead of giving you a fish. Now, I'm going to give you some chum about the local House and Senators, but there's a lot more to be found out. And you need to know the background, the Constitution, the Texas Constitution. So we'll have the links to those also. It's very important that you educate yourself about your rights so you can evaluate these candidates and understand what they're doing. And the same thing applies for the environmental jokes about carbon, because carbon dioxide is plant food and keeps us alive. Carbon dioxide does not increase the temperature. It lags the increase in temperature. And carbon dioxide and temperature, there are no studies that show they're detrimental to human life or to life in general. Every time there's a high level of carbon dioxide, and it's been much higher in the past than it is right now, and it has also been much warmer in the past than it is right now. And during these peaks of peak carbon dioxide and temperature, we have had an explosion of plant and animal diversity. The new species and new things coming. It's been very beneficial to life. So let's move on now. And I've got to go to the bottom of this.
Dead air is not
okay.
Good, Colonel.
Yep, can't have the dead air. All right, give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, and you feed him for a lifetime. This was an ancient, non-biblical proverb. Today, we'll be investigating some candidates, but I'm going to give you some links. So if you have, you can go back to Spotify or Facebook and replay this. Here's a way to find out about your representatives. HouseOfBadCards.com, and another one is GrassrootsPriorities.com, and these are spelled out just exactly like this, no abbreviations. HouseOfBadCards.com and GrassrootsPriorities.com. These two websites have tremendous amount of information about how your representatives have voted. And you can make the determination whether or not they vote for you or whether they vote for themselves and the people that they take money from. All right. Another place for a lot of information is TexasGOP.org. And that's TexasGOP.org. And then there's a Williamson countygop.org, bellcountygop.org, and the Heritage Foundation, Heritage, H-E-R-I-T-A-G-E.org, the Essentials of the Constitution. Just go to the heritage.org, and then you will see the essentials there, and you can click on it. And then there's another one that they don't show, but if you just type heritage.org/constitution, there takes you to a guide of the Constitution. Tremendous amount of great information.
Okay, great timing, Colonel. We're going to a hard break here. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Continuing on with the Colonel. See you on the other side, 254-697-6633. Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Your host, we've got the Colonel Rafer Brown here, and going over what do you call it, Colonel?
These conservative recommendations. There they're not go. Republican or Democrat. They're conservative.
And don't forget, at 10:45, I will be having Brian Price and Lonnie Gosch basically in studio to go over questions concerning the district attorney's office in Milam County. They're running for it. Okay, Colonel, take it away.
All right. We've now come to the point where I'm going to get into some specifics and try to feed you some information about some people.
Yeah,
the president...
When you just adjusted it, it kind of went out.
Is it better now?
I don't know.
Testing, one, two.
It's a little crackly.
This is fine with
it. Just go ahead. It'll adjust itself.
All right. We will, don't touch the microphone.
Yeah.
It's, need to put some contact cleaner on it. All right. President. Okay, the reason I support Donald Trump is because the entire Democrat Party has been wiped out. Now, this is the primary, but we'll get to the general later. In the primary, the only person running against him is Nikki Haley, and she has reacted as...
backstabber.
She is bought and paid for.
Yeah, she's lizard.
And she has voted in the past, and the bills that she supported when she was governor were not... constitutional.
Can I ask you a quick question? Do you think Nikki's staying in because she is bought and paid for it, and they're saying just in case Trump don't make it, we've got you to go and we control you?
That could be. I don't even want to go there with the number of assassination attempts. I do think that the Chinese Communist Party, China, the Communist Party there, is so scared of what Trump did when he was in there to control their theft of intellectual property, patent information, stealing from companies and stuff. He cost them billions of dollars and slowed down this stuff. And his control via the duties and taxes that he put on them, they just will go berserk. They would start a war before they'll let him be president. And they may well do that. They are positioned to do that now.
Hence that article, NATO going to war with Russia.
And that's a whole other area there. The Ukraine has been an ATM for Congress, as instanced by Biden is on camera saying that, you know, $1 billion to stop prosecuting my son who was receiving millions of dollars from Burisma. Okay, let's get on here now with the U.S. Senate, Ted Cruz. He's been a good man. He was better when he was first elected, and he's been under the influence of his banker wife, I think, and some of his recent things have been not so constitutional. U.S. Representative District 31, I'm backing I recommend Mac Latimer, and the reason for that is because I have been asking some questions of Congressman Carter, and he says, I support working across the aisle to find common ground while advancing policies that will promote job creation, economic growth, fiscal responsibility, and a better future for families and communities across the nation. All right. Everything except fiscal responsibility, and i.e. that means going back to constitutional spending in accordance with Article 1, Section 8. Promoting job creation, economic growth, and better future, all of those are not the interest of the federal government. Those are reserved to the states. So that's the reason John Carter is not following the Constitution. Railroad Commissioner Christy Craddock, who's been in there. State Justice Supreme Court Place 2, Jenny Braddock. Justice of Supreme Court Place 4, Devine. Justice Supreme Court Place 6, Jane Bland. Presiding Court of Criminal Appeals or Presiding Judge Court of Criminal Appeals, David Schneck.
And for those that don't know, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals is the equivalent of the criminal side of our Texas Supreme Court. So the Texas Supreme Court it's the highest court in Texas for civil matters. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals is the highest court for criminal matters.
Yes.
So we essentially have two Supreme Courts in Texas.
Yeah, there are justices of the civil side and judges on the criminal side.
Exactly.
So if it says that you're voting for a judge, then it's for criminal. And if it's a
justice,
then you've got the other problem. All right. Judge for criminal appeals, place 7, Gina Parker. And this goes back just personal knowledge of her and her behavior in church. This is the kind of people that we want for our judges. Moses said that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Judge, Court of Criminal Appeals, place 8, Lee Finley. And a member of the State Board of Education, District 10, I'm backing Mary Bone because of her actions down in Round Rock School District. She's been attacked down there for trying to get pornography out of the schools. All right, the rest of my recommendations are get to be more specific for Bell County, for Williamson County, Milam County, this area around here where we have broadcast coverage. And so let's get into some of these people. And I get this information from the House of Bad Cards and from the other website there, grassrootspriorities.com. And Stan Gertis, HD 17, House District 17, and that's Milam County that I'm most interested in. Okay, he voted yes on impeachment of the Attorney General, and when they did that, they spent $4 million. They did it unconstitutionally without allowing any of the precedents that they previously had been established in the House.
Okay, you're not endorsing Gertis.
No.
Okay.
I am reading what he has done.
Okay.
I don't know who's running against him. I'm
Tom Glass.
What he's done.
Tom Glass.
Okay. Tom Glass is running out this. I know Tom Glass for several years when I've been down to Austin, and he's always a cheerful face and gets along with people, and he testifies a whole lot about different matters, and he gets things done.
Yes.
I highly recommend him. All right. Bastrop. Never mind that. Okay, voted yes for impeachment of the Attorney General. He voted in committee to push carbon capture facilities. Carbon capture is a joke, all right? It is a false pretense. Voted to allow grants to hospitals that transition children, okay? Children cannot be transitioned from one gender to another. They can only be permanently sterilized. This is cruel and unusual punishment. A child... You know, he can't even get a tattoo under the age of 18, and these children have absolutely no idea what they're dealing with. At this point, they have nothing, no way to make a reasonable decision. And they can't consent to sex until they're, 17? 17 or 18 years old? If you can't consent to a single act, how can you consent to being permanently neutered? All right.
And if you're okay with that, then you should allow your children to get face tattoos.
Yep. Around their eyes, particularly.
Yeah.
Okay. Voted for ordinary taxpayers to pay corporate welfare. And there are links to what the votes were for these things. Voted for the creation of digital ID in Texas. This is a national ID, retina scans. And this is one of the things that is banned, should be banned at the federal level. And this is a direct violation of the Fourth Amendment. Approved legislation that buys into the notion of carbon credits. He wanted to use local taxpayer money to let tenants sue landlords. Oh, now this is a way to destroy the economy. Voted to force taxpayers to pay electric vehicle charging stations or pay for these. And we know now where the EV business is going because they don't work in cold weather. The extra weight of the batteries wears out the tires. They tear up the roads. It's just a
they collapse
things, and we don't have the electricity to charge them with.
They collapse parking decks because the excessive weight.
And if you fill up the parking garage with EVs, it exceeds the structure.
Look, I'm a glass half full kind of guy, Colonel. The vehicle might not work in cold weather, but when the battery catches on fire, you'll be warm.
There you go. That's it. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna have to cut these short now. Kyle Kuchel, not running for re-election, HD 12, and that was Brazos County and Walker, Robertson, Madison. He voted yes on the impeachment, and he voted to remove the death penalty for murderers with mental illness. And he's voted with a lobbyist 80 lobby groups 82% of the time. He joined the Democrats on November the 10th to stop business during the special session. All right. There are numerous other examples. All of these you have to get. Angela Orr, HD 13, Bosque Falls, Freestone, among others there. She voted yes on impeachment, wanted to use local taxpayer money to let tenants sue landlords and allow grants to hospitals to transition children, and voted for taxpayer-funded study on mileage tax so the government could know where you were. So we got just a few seconds left. Brad Buckley and Hugh Shine both voted against Paxton, so I'm going to drop it at that. We got lots more there, but you have the websites on the Facebook page shortly.
All right, very good. We're going to take a top of the hour break. When we come back, we'll have CJ on, and you know, we're going to have some slack time, Colonel. We can fill in the gaps with stuff that you may not have finished there, but we're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
If that New Year's resolution is staring you in the face and you don't know where to get started, start with Yo Nutrition in the Milan Plaza. They can put you on the right path with protein shakes, energy teas, hydration and supplement drinks, and even protein-loaded snacks. They have you covered for overall health and wellness options and even offer protein coffee. In a hurry, they deliver. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4, and Saturday, 9 to 2. Yo Nutrition. Call 510-634-3510.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Welcome back, everybody. to the Aaron's High Crime Prevention Radio program. That cake was good.
That was really good.
Man, Texas is great. Texas cake is great. Good job.
Texas justice.
Very good cake. Welcome back to the program. We're simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch. Also at 98.5 FM out of Carrick's T Rockdale. Check us out on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give us a call in the studio here, 254-697-6633. All programming is put into podcast form. You can check it out at Spotify, Apple, Podbean. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. Everything's right there. Check out the YouTube channel. Subscribe to it. Like us on Facebook. The whole works. Thank you to the sponsors and the people who donate privately. Without them, I couldn't be on the air. And let me tell you something. There's a bunch of people out there who listen to the program who got money in the bank and they can do something with it. I could use it. That's an in-your-face direct request. I could use your donations. It takes a lot of money to keep this show on the air. I need your support.
I got a 45-minute drive each way, and gas just went back up about $3 a gallon.
The Colonel's not cheap, folks. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Don't forget, 10:45, we'll have the candidates for Milam County District Attorney's Office talking on the radio here. Right now, I have C.J. Grisham, Attorney C.J. Grisham, and also we'll have a little buffer time around 10:30 to 10:45, Colonel, if you want to finish up on what you were talking about.
Hey, I have counts here.
Can you shut the...
Yep.
C.J. Grisham, welcome to the show, my special guest host.
Thanks. I always appreciate an opportunity to speak for a little bit, and I wanted to use my 30 minutes or two segments here to talk about two separate issues. One is your liberty and your rights, and this idea that I think way too many Americans have, and Texans, that you're supposed to feel bad for invoking your rights. Because, you know, if somebody's talking to you, whether it's CPS, a police officer, a code enforcement, it doesn't matter. You have the right to shut your mouth. You have the right not to answer questions. You have the right to close your door. We have a justice system, and if that justice system fails, then it doesn't matter who you're voting for, because there's no way to fix what our politicians do to you. And I'm very, very dedicated to ensuring a just justice system. I have said long before I became an attorney that we don't have a criminal justice system. We have a justice system that's criminal. And while I say that sort of as a talking point, there are some issues that really need to be addressed. And I hope that if you haven't voted yet, you still got a few more days until Election Day on Tuesday. Go and talk to these judges and these district attorneys, because my entire practice right now is on helping people who are unjustly charged with crimes, are being persecuted because they've invoked their rights. I took a class when I was in law school. The professor, I actually helped him run for office in Virginia. I put out signs for him and volunteered for his campaign, because this guy was a very good constitutionalist, and he happened to be my constitutional law professor. And so I really have a lot of respect for this guy. And he created a class my last year of school that I took called the Prosecution Project. And as a judge and as a former prosecutor, one of his biggest concerns was this unethical idea. And we were talking about this last hour, where it's not really about justice. It's about winning for a lot of prosecutors. And I'm going to make some statements here, and I want to make very clear, I'm not talking about everyone. Okay, there are exceptions. Even when I talk about police officers, I'm not talking about everyone. I'm talking about the problems that need to be discussed and fixed. And so if the shoe fits, take it off and get the rocks out of it.
The only problem is those few taint it so much for the public view that everybody, whether they're good or bad, gets the brunt of disgruntledness.
Yes. And I will tell you, in my experience, and my experience is not limited just right here to Central Texas. I practice in Abilene. I mean, I've got cases in Abilene. I've got cases in Stanton, every major city. Down in Aransas Pass, Senton, Beaumont, DFW, I mean, everywhere. I've got cases all over the state. So my experience and what I'm about to say doesn't just come from, well, maybe it's just bad where we are. You know, you can't blame all of Texas. Well, if that was the case, I wouldn't be having these problems everywhere. And here are the problems. And you need to talk to these district attorneys and these county attorney candidates about these kinds of things, because we have an issue right now where if someone makes a complaint, the police just take it wholesale, especially depending on who the alleged defendant is, will just buy it. Mm-hmm. They'll just buy the complaint. Okay, you made the complaint. Okay, we're going to go ahead and file charges.
I've been noticing that more and more and more. Yeah. I don't get it, man.
And
where's the discernment?
Not only is where's the discernment, where's the prosecutorial discretion and discernment and curiosity? Where's the prosecutorial curiosity? I'll tell you two specific cases, and I'm not going to say where they are. But in one case, I have a client that's charged with felony stalking. Now, oh my gosh, felony stalking, that sounds really bad. Well, guess what the charges are? He's protesting a city manager. And you have a right to do that. You have a right to seek redress. You have a right to make your voice heard. And you might not like it. And I will say that there's probably a little bit better way of doing it, but he's not threatening anybody. He's not hurting anybody. He's literally just protesting. But this particular jurisdiction seems to think that, well, if you're protesting, you can't have a gun because that's a threat. He's not using the gun. He's not pointing the gun. He's not waving the gun around. He's not saying, I will shoot you if you don't resign. None of that kind of stuff. And so to get around the obvious constitutional issues, guess who the victim is? It's the city manager's wife. He doesn't even know. My client doesn't even know what she looks like. He's got a restraining order because of this stalking. You know, the judge has ordered him to stay 1,000 feet away from someone. He doesn't even know who she is, because they know that if they make it the city manager, it's unconstitutional. Where is the prosecutorial? And I went down there and
had the evidence to show there was
evidence. What about
right?
Evidence?
Doesn't matter.
And ladies and gentlemen, I went up there last week. Over to this place to argue this case, because they gave him a $500,000 bond.
Like, and that's a violation of the Constitution.
That's a violation of Texas law, the Code of Civil Procedure 1715, that says you cannot use bail and conditions as a, quote, instrument of oppression.
Right.
That's what this is. Now, I was able to get it back down to a reasonable felony level, but even the felony shouldn't be there.
But if you weren't there, this poor guy would have had that challenge.
Right. And I almost didn't take this case. This is literally the last case I took before I shut down new cases, and I'm glad I did, because when I looked at it, I'm like, this is absolutely insane. They've got an ankle monitor on this guy. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got sex offenders out there and pedophiles out there that don't have ankle monitors.
They're taking the example of the January 6th false flag operation,
yes,
and applying it to the local county.
And I got a lot of his conditions removed, thankfully. I didn't get the ankle monitor removed, and I didn't get his curfew removed, but I did get some, you know, I made it to where he's able to go to city council meetings and all that kind of stuff. In this other instance, here's another one. I've got, and actually, I've got two of these right now. Two clients in different places of the state, far hours away from each other, that are charged with felony theft. In one case, the client owns a collision center, and a vehicle was brought in, and of course she's got to fix it. The guy signs the contract. The contract says, all right, you know, here's what we're going to do. If we start work on your vehicle and you decide later that you want to take your vehicle back or move it to another collision center, which is your right to do, we are not going to release the vehicle until you pay us the work that we've done. It's called a mechanics lien. You're allowed to do that. Well, he didn't like that. He didn't like the fact. And the insurance company even told this guy, do not move the vehicle, because it was taken apart because they're getting ready to repair it. And it's in a bunch of different pieces. And the insurance company wasn't going to pay to have it moved at that point. And so they told him, do not move this vehicle. We're not going to pay for it. You need to pay for the services that are already provided. So what does he do? He goes to the police and claims that she's refusing to give him the vehicle, and they charge her with theft. I'm literally showing the con. Now, here's the good news in this particular case is that I sent all the contract information to the prosecutor, and thankfully, she removed, at the very least, she removed the warrant that was out for my client. She's not going to get, and this happened yesterday afternoon. I was able to call her at like 5:15 and say, you're able to enjoy your weekend. No one's going to raid your house and arrest you on a felony offense because she recalled the warrant. Why are we even looking at this kind of case? In the other case, and there's a civil issue here involved as well. How much time I got?
That's my
own. That's your one. Anyway. So,
20 seconds.
Okay. And I'll tell you about another case that has to do with someone violating her rights. She exercises her rights, and now she's charged with, or I'm sorry, her husband is charged with felony theft. And this has got to stop. So.
All right, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 254-697-6633. Here's.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Back, everybody. everybody, to the Aaron's High Cab Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, the Colonel, my wingman, my special guest host, attorney C.J. Grisham, my board operator, Shelby Meyer, doing a fantastic job. Me, obviously, your host, Matt. Check us out. We're simulcasting 105.1 FM right here, right now, and also at 98.5 FM. Check us out at Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Go ahead and take it away, CJ.
Yeah, before I tell you my other example, I was going to tell you, and also, Matt, I've got a revelation for you that you're going to love when I'm done with this.
All right.
Anyway, Colonel showed me this great Thomas Jefferson quote. It says, "To take a simple step beyond the boundaries thus specially drawn around the powers of Congress is to take possession of a boundless field of power not longer susceptible of any definition." When you brought this to my mind, it reminded me of something I'm about to get involved in that has to do with qualified immunity. So this other case that I have, and one of the things I'm talking about, if you're just joining us, is as an older new attorney, and having been doing this now for the last 2 years, and seeing what I think are the travesties of justice in our justice system, I really think everybody needs to start talking to their candidates for county attorney, district attorney, and judges, because we've got to fix this problem of this blind obedience to whatever's brought before you. Okay, I'm going to prosecute it. Just because a cop writes something up doesn't mean you have to prosecute it. Just because a prosecutor files charges doesn't mean a judge needs to accept them. Because if you look at it and you see that there's no crime there, stop. Stop. These people's lives are affected. As someone who's been falsely accused of a felony in the past, which is what led me to law school at 46 years old, I understand the stress that a bogus felony offense against you can put on your life. Not only is it just that stress, but you've got money that you're never going to see again unless you can afford a $50,000 cash bond. You've got to pay 10% of that to a bonding company, and you will never see that again. So no matter how right you are and no matter how wrong the system is, you're out that money.
That's why I always say, when you're carrying a gun, don't be stupid.
Yeah.
You're going to go for the ride. Your life's going to change. You pull that gun out or show that gun at the last possible moment.
But we need more ethical prosecutors. We need more ethical defense attorneys. And we need more ethical judges. And here's what I mean by that. I talked about the two other bogus felonies that I'm dealing with right now that are documented, that there is no case here. I've provided all of the forms and the documents to show that the so-called complainant has no legal basis for what they're claiming. In this third instance, it's essentially what amounts to a property dispute. And here's the problem. When you've got two neighbors who are arguing with each other, and it's a civil issue, one of them tries to use the criminal system to get ahead because they know they're wrong, so they're going to try and use the criminal justice system to get you. In this particular case, it's a land dispute. And there's a dispute over property lines. I paid a lot of money to get the plats, the metes and bounds of the property, to show that this particular police department that constantly is harassing my clients because the neighbor doesn't like the fact that they're using this. It's a private road, but my client has a right-of-way in the deed to that road. Every adjoining property owner has a right-of-way to that private road. Well, he doesn't like that. And so what he started doing, initially he started putting dirt in front of their egress point, you know, where they leave the property. So we moved the dirt. Then they started putting rocks and boulders.
The hell's the matter with these people?
So we moved the rocks and boulders. Then they put up these giant granite blocks that you have to essentially almost use a crane for. But
Preventing
people? Well, there's two exits to this property, but they don't like them using the exit that goes onto this road. Now, my clients are Hispanic, and I think that might have something to do with it because the other guys are white as can be, good old boy, yeehaw boys.
Like the white trash type?
Yes. And so what does my client do? And this is what I told him to do. And look, it's on your property, so it's one of three things. It's either abandoned, gifted, or trespassing. And all three of those, if somebody puts something on your property, you have a right to dispose of it and move it. And my client made very clear, you can come and get this stuff anytime you want, but it's not going to block my egress. So what do? They file criminal theft charges. And because it's over $2,500, it's felony. So I've got a guy that went to jail and had to bond out for moving property.
Was it still there?
It was still there, but he moved it inside the fence line because there's not really anywhere else to put it. You either put it in the road or you put it in the fence line. And I have sent the prosecutor all of the Mets and Bounds, the property lines. I've sent them pictures showing that this stuff was on his property and he has a right to move it. And has it been dismissed yet? No. That's the problem that we have right now with the system. And I don't want to just pick on prosecutors. Let me talk about defense attorneys, too. There are way too many defense attorneys, and I'm a defense attorney, so this is obviously, you know, I'm picking on my own team here. There are way too many defense attorneys who don't pay attention to their clients. And when they're offered a plea deal, will just convince their clients because their job is to move on to the next client. They want to collect the paycheck, go to a couple hearings, get the money, get the plea deal, drop the client, move to the next one.
Okay, and this was happening to the J6 people where the D.C. court has a 100% conviction rate on these false charges. However, the people that are locked up and don't have any access to the news or anything don't know this, and they're being told by their public defenders to accept the plea deal. And this is the reason they're having confessions.
Exactly. And I know that prosecutors are overworked, and I know that public defenders are overworked. I get that. But we as attorneys, regardless of what side you're on, we have an ethical duty to either, one, defend represent the state, or two, represent the defendant, depending on where you are. You have an ethical duty to do that in a fair and impartial way under the law. And it
you know, CJ, I would have to say the majority of the people in this nation are good people.
Yes.
And they're believing in their government and their institutions because they're supposed to protect us.
Yeah.
That's the ignorance of it all. When we, like what we're doing here, and I've been doing for many years, and you start seeing how corrupt it can be, and it's just a few people who will do it to mess up the whole system, if you're not aware, you're going to get burnt.
Okay, and this goes I just want this to be humanized. I want prosecutors and defense attorneys to humanize these people.
It goes back to a more basic problem than this. And the founders said very clearly that our method of laws and stuff and our Constitution are only capable of governing a moral and just people. And this is exactly what you've just said. When you have unethical people that have no moral values, and then they lie or distort in order to take advantage of somebody else and take somebody else's rights.
Right. And that's really my biggest thing there. And so
is it evil, or is it just they're lazy and they just want to move on?
Look, I don't even think it's either of those. I think, like I said, too many prosecutors and too many public defenders are just straight overworked. And you know why that is? It's because we're criminalizing everything. I would even argue that just because something is technically a crime, it's been codified, does it really need to be prosecuted? Was there really a victim? You know, was somebody harmed? Is somebody in danger because they violated the statute? How much time did you say?
I didn't say.
Oh.
It's 3 minutes.
Okay. I thought I saw like the finger. I'm like, oh my gosh.
She was just getting. No, never mind.
Okay. I don't think that's anything nefarious necessarily.
I want to make something clear. I mean, look, I back the badge 100%. I'm totally into understand. I want to understand the law. I respect the law. I respect the people in the positions of law. I don't respect the people who take advantage of it, manipulate it, twist it, pervert it for self-sorted gain.
Yes. And that's why instead of enjoying my retirement like I should be doing, I decided to take 3 years out of my life and go to law school as an old man, as the oldest guy in my law school class, because for me, it is about justice. It is about that document that every single one of us swears an oath to. You know, we need to remember that our job isn't to defend people. Our job isn't to prosecute people. Our job is to ensure that justice is done. What does justice mean? I'll even make it personal. Back in 2013, when I was arrested for hiking with my son on the side of the street, right? Was I walking down the wrong side of the street? Yes. Well, I wasn't prosecuted for that, but that's what they used as their probable cause. Yeah, I was eventually convicted by a jury of interference. Now, just because I was convicted, was it justice to put me in jail for 6 months? No. So that, and the jury understood that, and they only fined me. I didn't get any jail time. That's called justice. Okay, maybe you broke the law, but you don't deserve to go to jail. You don't deserve a $500,000 bond. You don't deserve a felony charge when we can find something a little bit different, you know, because felonies should be reserved for child molesters, murderers, rapists. Anyway, all right, really quick. Matt, guess what I learned?
Tell me, CJ.
Section 1983, which is what we use and what the cops use for qualified immunity.
Yeah.
I have learned that the original bill that was passed in 1871 specifically and explicitly excluded any common law defenses like qualified immunity. But when the U.S. Code was compiled, the compilers took out those 17 words without legislative intent, without a legislative bill, without an amendment. In other words, 1983, as it was interpreted by the Supreme Court to include qualified immunity, is invalid.
We'll be back in three.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron. Or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Aaron Matt, your host, Colonel Rayford Brown, my wingman, Shelby Meyer doing the board, my guest host, attorney C.J. Grisham, is able to stay about five more minutes, and then he's got to head out. And don't forget it, about 10:45, I will have district attorney candidates for Milam County, Brian Price, and hopefully Lonnie's going to be able to call in. I think he's working hard to do that, and we'll be having a discussion with them. But right now, CJ, why don't you finish up what you were talking about?
Yeah, so I found out that when 42 USC 1983 was passed, because I found the original legislation, and as you know, this was passed by the Reconstruction, or you may not know this, actually. It was passed by the Reconstruction Congress back in 1871. Well, the original text of the bill included 17 extra words that you will not see if you look up the code today. Those 17 words specifically exempted, because 1983 is essentially what prevents public officials from depriving you of rights. It's a deprivation of liberty to deprivation of rights. That's what a 1983 claim is. Those 17 words specifically said that common law defenses to such claims, you don't get them. If you violate someone's rights, they can sue you, period. Don't violate people's rights and you'll be fine. Well, what happened was in 1913, the codes were sort of compiled, you know, because there were laws everywhere. It wasn't organized. So in 1913, they organized a lot of the codes and the laws that had been passed over time into a central place. When they did that, whoever the compilers were, for whatever reason, removed those 17 words that specifically said you can't use common law defenses, and qualified immunity is a common law defense. There's no such thing as qualified immunity other than common law. You know, the king can do no wrong. That's where it comes from. But it was never meant that, okay, just because the king can't do no wrong, the king's government can do wrong. The king's officials can do wrong. So the Supreme Court based, and then, I'm sorry, and then later when the U.S. codes were created and everything was further now, and then it became Title 42, United States Code, 1983, they comported over that same flawed language that was never passed in 1871. So when the Supreme Court created this idea of qualified immunity, they did it based on the statute as it was ported over, not the original statute that was passed by the legislature, by Congress.
Give me a 25-cent, two-sentence answer that people can take away from what you just said.
What that means is the courts are bound to understand, you know, if the legislature or Congress writes a law, that's the law. They can't go outside the bounds of that. They can't create meanings outside of what the intent was of the meeting. But what happened was when this was all changed, 1983 was changed, they literally did just that, whoever the compilers were. And so the courts have been relying on a law that isn't really the law.
What else happened in 1913, Colonel? Central
that was Edward Mandel House and Woodrow Wilson came into power, and we got the Communist Manifesto started to be introduced with the Federal Reserve and income tax.
Maybe they braided that with 1983.
So now I've got a great case right now that I'm going to, for the first time, challenge this and challenge the Supreme Court interpretation, because their interpretation is based on a law that doesn't exist. It's because they're supposed to be interpreting the law based on what was actually passed by Congress, and that's the 1871 bill. There has been, and I can't find anywhere that 1983 has been amended by Congress. Or,
so like the Colonel says, if it isn't written properly and constitutionally, it's null and void, right?
Only if it's anything that's not in accordance with the Constitution is null and void.
And that's
the law. They're charged to faithfully execute the laws of the land, and this was not a law.
Well, and it is the law. The problem is the qualified immunity doctrine is what is not constitutional, because it violates the law of the land. And it's not necessarily even the Supreme Court's fault, because they've been relying on text that's been passed down, and they have to look at the text. That's what the courts do. They look at the text of the law. And if there's not a definition, then they go to the, you know, what's the common meaning of a word, that kind of stuff. And in this case, they're looking at the text of the law, and they're going, well, I don't see in here where, you know, qualified immunity doesn't exist.
Look, when I get an article to read on air, I say, okay, well, that's a fine article. How do I know it's true?
Yeah.
So I find the source material. I look back on it. I'll either watch a video clip or I'll see article after article from where it comes from. Can't they do that too?
That's what they should be doing. The problem is I don't think this has been brought up to the Supreme Court yet. I literally just found this out last week. Because I'm trying to find ways to chip away at qualified immunity when these officers are just blatantly using the law to violate someone's rights.
You need to put this information to the Justice Institute or the Institute of Justice and some of these other people that are working for constitutional rights. And they have a whole series of cases where people have had their property seized without any charge,
yeah,
just seized. And these 700 safe deposit boxes in California is another case.
And here's what led me to this. Last week, the Fifth Circuit, in my case in Olmos Park, where I was tased for no reason whatsoever, and they claimed qualified immunity, and the courts gave them qualified immunity, and we fought that all the way up to the Fifth Circuit, released their opinion last week, actually on Tuesday of this week, and affirmed qualified immunity. So now we're requesting an appeal with the full Fifth Circuit panel, and now I'm going to use this, I can use this law, because that's what led me to, I'm like, how do I get around qualified immunity? This is BS. There was no crime committed. The officers in deposition even said there was no crime committed, yet they tased me, and they were pointing guns at me, and they were trying to order me on the ground, and I got arrested because I refused to get on the ground because I wasn't breaking any laws, and you get qualified immunity for that? So I started doing a deep dive. I wanted to see the original text of 1983. And then I was going to work my way back from there to find out where do we go wrong. And that's where I learned that the 1871 bill that created 1983 is worded completely different than the 1983 bill that the Supreme Court interpreted.
All right, CJ, stand by. Colonel, you got about 5 minutes here. Why don't you finish up what you were doing real quick?
Thank you all.
Okay, I want to put the 25-cent definition on what Thomas Jefferson said here. When he said, to take a single step beyond the boundaries thus specifically drawn around the powers of Congress is to take possession of a boundless field of power, no longer susceptible to any rules. So once they go beyond the Constitution, what is their limit? Where do they control? The Constitution doesn't give the government, the federal government, the right to take $1 from a taxpayer and give it to whom they want to. So if they can take $1 from you, they can take everything you own and distribute it. And this is what we're starting to see now with the illegal aliens and the Democrats in some of these cities demanding, or they haven't got to the point yet of seizing people's property, but they're saying, well, you really ought to put up 3 or 4 illegal aliens in your home or turn your garage into an apartment so that we can put illegal aliens in it. So this type of thing, when the government goes out of control, there is no boundary. And that's what the reason for the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is not for hunting, not for target shooting. The Second Amendment was written to protect the states, which were sovereign with all the powers of any other sovereign state in the country, their rights. So that was the reason for the Second Amendment, and the reason that there are no limits. The ATF, the Arms, Tobacco, and Firearms, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Division, is unconstitutional because they restrict. There is no reason. The intent of the Second Amendment was that the states, the independent sovereign states, would have as much or more power at their disposal with their militia than the federal government, so they could protect themselves from this out-of-control federal government. And when I read this response from Representative Carter, which shows he has a total disregard for the Constitution or else a total lack of knowledge of Article 1, Section 8. In either case, what he's doing is unconstitutional. Therefore, he should be removed from office by the voters. Now, let's get back. I've got a couple minutes. And let's talk about Brad Buckley, House District 54. He does not have a primary opposition, so he'll be running against a Democrat in November. But so we can't really do anything about him. But he has a bad record, and the first chance that we get where we have somebody that's willing to run against him, he voted yes on the impeachment of the Attorney General. He voted to remove the death penalty for murderers with mental illness. He voted for the taxpayer-funded study, the mileage tax. He voted to let San Antonio use state taxpayer money for local projects. And he approved legislation that buys into the notion of carbon credits. All right, so we'll have to try to educate him on that since he has to stay in office. Okay, he voted to allow grants to hospitals that transition children, to let tenants sue landlords using local tax money, and he voted to let ordinary taxpayers pay for corporate welfare. And we got Hugh Shine to go, but he was basically exactly the same.
We'll finish this up at the end of the program, but right now we're going to a break, and when we come back, we're having the candidates for the district attorney's office in Milam County. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free child care, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number CLB009432E.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Cap Adventure Radio program. We're in the final segment of the second hour, a whole another hour to go. The number here is 254-697-6633, but it's going to be occupied right now. I have Police Chief Lonnie Gosch on the line. He wasn't able to come into the studio, so I'll tell you what, let's make sure we got an established conversation with him. Lonnie, welcome to the program. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine, man.
Very good. Raise it up a little bit so I can hear it. Lonnie, stand by. Let me do proper introductions here. Look, I'm very proud of what this program is doing, the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, and I thank God for it, because it's only because of him that it's established. And grassroots is what it's all about. The last few weeks, I've had constables in here, tax assessor candidates in here, and it's great to put a name to the face, to the ideology of the position that they want to run for. Instead of the audience, the listener, the voter, going to the voting booth and seeing, oh, I know that guy. He's got a good-looking sign. Or, well, this person's name is at the top of the list. Or, I don't know, I'll just close my eyes and point my finger. Well, now you have the opportunity, if you're on Facebook Live at aaronsgunshop.com, to see at least one of the candidates for district attorney. You can go to Facebook and see the picture. I posted pictures of both. And you can hear them, watch them, and see who it is. So I've got Police Chief Lonnie Gosch on the line. I've also got Brian Price in the studio. Brian, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Glad you guys can make it. It means a lot to me. Lonnie, I know you got a crazy schedule. I appreciate you taking the time and the effort to be able to call in. Wish you were in studio, but this is better than nothing, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, I had contacted you and Brian a couple weeks ago, stating what I was going to do here, and I issued out the questions, because the way I do it, the way I work it, and you can verify it 100%, this is not a hot seat interview. This is basically, the questions I write are basically questions I'm thinking, and I'm going to ask both of you the same question, give you the same amount of time to talk about it, and the last question will be anything that I forgot. Sound good?
I'll do that.
All right. Here's the first question. And I'll tell you what, Lonnie, I'll start with you in case for some reason we get disconnected. I want to make sure this gets out first. Lonnie, who are you and what is your experience up to this moment as a public servant?
Well, my name is Lonnie Gosch. I'm a candidate for the district attorney, 20th Judicial District, Milam County. I came here in 1995, actually. I'm with my family here from Hearn, where I graduated high school. Of course, I went to the military and 1993, when this police department there in Hearn, and in 95 I was recruited by then Sheriff Charlie West to come over to Milam County. So I bought a house there in Dawes and received to be a deputy sheriff here for several years. During that time I obtained my bachelor's degree in criminal justice from Sam Houston State University, and also my law degree from South Texas College of Law, where I graduated there, and proceeded to be a deputy sheriff for a couple more years after that, until I established my own law office. Since then, I've had a law office there in Hearn. I've been practicing in Milam County, Robinson County, Brazos County, and several other counties throughout the state. Various law, solo practitioner, general practice. We did civil, criminal, family, just about anything walk in the door. I moved, I guess that's pretty much it at this point. I've just been serving Milam County the whole time.
Okay.
Last 30 years of public service.
Well, that's a good resume, good history. Thank you for that. Let me ask Brian the same question. Brian, who are you, and what is your experience up to this moment as a public servant?
Sure. So I'm originally from a small town in Alabama. That's where I grew up. I'm kind of that's kind of what drew me to Milam County, is I like small town living. My wife and I have four kids together. My oldest one will turn five actually on Monday, and so we've got five down to 4 months old.
Get your hands full.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Having four kids in 5 years, I don't know if I would recommend that, but it certainly keeps you busy. And so that's what kind of drew us down here to Milam County. I've been a prosecutor for 8 years now. Kind of during that time, I prosecuted thousands of cases, everything from, I've done misdemeanor stuff to major drug dealing. I've tried murder cases. I've prosecuted a lot of crimes against children is really kind of what I focus on now and really where my passion is right now, especially having young kids myself, seeing kind of some of these cases are brutal. It's kind of stuff that you think maybe doesn't necessarily go on in a small town, but we have our fair share of it, unfortunately. And so That's kind of that's who I am and what I do. I went to law school at Baylor, taught some law classes there for several years up until my wife and I had our second child, and then just kind of didn't have the time for it anymore. And so I've been, full-time prosecutor for 8 years now.
Okay, so first question seems to have a great resume for both. Let me go to question number two. Lonnie, I'll go back to you. Why are you running for the office of district attorney, and what do you plan on doing differently?
Well, being a police officer, of course, master peace officer, last going on 30 years now, working with law enforcement, not against them, you know, it's very important to me, and I always support the law enforcement there in Milam County. They have a district attorney in that office that's going to work with them. It's going to give them back the power, the discretionary powers of arrest. They can do their job and make their decisions based on their experience in the community. Allow them to make those decisions without fear of any kind of retribution from the district attorney's office. I think that's going to bring a better service to the community with law enforcement as a whole in the district attorney's office. The office as it is now has been centered on its own interests and opposed to the community, as opposed to community interest anyway, and it has a history of intimidation and fear that's unnatural with that office. It's certainly unwarranted. The misuse of discretionary powers, unwarranted retribution against citizens and others, certainly officers. We've seen it. It's here. It's been going on. Bullying of the public offices and departments, and it has to stop. It's not conducive to good public service, and I intend to change that.
Okay, Lonnie, we heard you loud and clear. Stand by. Brian, let me ask you the same question. Why are you running for the office of district attorney, and what do you plan on doing differently?
Yeah, so I'm running, again, I talked about kind of being from a small town, and I enjoy small town values, but I think as we've all kind of seen, we've got growth coming our way. You know, we've got the Samsung plant out in Taylor that's going to give growth. Starting in Thorndale and Rockdale areas, I think, is where that growth is going to hit first. But then we've also got the Alcoa property, that sort of stuff that's selling. They've talked about building a whole new city down there. And so we're talking about an influx of people coming in. And with that influx of people coming in, we're going to have new problems. We're going to have, more crime. All of that sort of stuff comes with it. And so when having that, we need somebody in the district attorney's office who actually knows how to be a prosecutor and how to prosecute cases. And that's why I'm running for district attorney, is I've prosecuted thousands of cases. I have the experience and the ability to do the job from day one. And I think that's what's important. We don't need somebody who has to learn how to prosecute cases in that office, especially at this time when we're experiencing this growth. We need somebody who can hit the ground running, who can do the job from day one. And so that's why I'm running.
Okay, very good. Let's go. We've got enough time, I guess, for another question here. Lonnie, once again, I'll go back to you because in case we get lost on the phone here, I want to make sure I get the question. So, Lonnie, how does the district attorney determine what will be prosecuted and what won't be prosecuted? I think that's a real open question, but if you can give generalities on that.
Well, the sheriff's department, basically the law enforcement agencies, they bring the arrest, they bring the cases to the district attorney's office. The office will review those cases. And I haven't been practicing law for the last 30 years. Like I tell you, being a prosecutor is probably the easiest law you could do. It doesn't involve one thing repeatedly, day in, day out. It's not a complicated business. At any rate, they review those cases. They make a determination based on the information that they have there on whether or not to go forth with it. And if it's a felony case, they'll bring it before the grand jury. Typically, one would want a completed case to take before they go to the grand jury. That's not what happens here in Milam County. They rush to indictment. They don't have a completed case. They just want an offense before you're arrested on Sunday. By God, they'll have you arrested. They have you indicted on Thursday. And we're going to stop that. We're going to have completed cases. The grand jury can have all the information that they need, all the facts they need, all the evidence they need to make a solid decision on whether or not they indict. If it's a misdemeanor, they'll bring it by information. That's simply a signature of the prosecutor. Bring in the charge. That's the charging instrument, the information. But basically, it's a decision based on the information that's provided by law enforcement and their own personal feelings or beliefs on whether or not to move forward in a case.
All right, Lonnie, very good. Now, Brian, just fade the music down, Shelby. If we're in a short, I want to make sure Brian gets his full answer. Brian, I want to ask you the same question. How does the district attorney determine what will be prosecuted and what won't?
Yeah, so I kind of disagree with my opponent there of that your feelings and your emotions about the case should play a factor in it. I disagree with that at all. I think no matter who you are, no matter who you're related to, no matter if there's political pressure or anything like that one way or the other, I think all men are created equal under the law in all cases. It should be evaluated based on the facts and circumstances of the case and the law itself. I don't think any personal feelings should come into that or play. So I completely disagree with my opponent of I think, you know, and that's kind of one of the things that I feel that I'm different here of, you know, I kind of get this thing of, well, you're not from here. And that's true. I got to Texas as fast as I could. But, you know, I'm not going to be, you know, a part of this good old boy system of
20 seconds.
Okay, sure. Yeah. I don't care who your family is. I don't care who you're related to, all of that sort of stuff. Unlike my opponent, I don't think that's important. I think everybody should be treated the same and cases should be evaluated based on their strengths and weaknesses alone.
Okay. We're going to take a break. Lonnie, I need you to hold on for just a few minutes. We got to go to a hard break, about a 3-minute commercial block. When we come back, we'll continue on, okay?
Sure.
All right, we'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5 and 6 inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney CJ Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number TAC. CLB009432E.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap program. Matt, your host, got another hour of excellence in store for you right now. That we're simulcasting right here and right now at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at KRXT Rockdale 98.5 FM. And you can check us out on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. All programming is put in a podcast form, and you can check it out at aaronsgunshop.com, Spotify, Apple, Podbean. And we've got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads. It's incredible. Check it out. Go to the YouTube channel. Tons of videos, hundreds of videos giving you great information. Thank you to the sponsors, the people who donate privately. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook. Boom. I'm very proud of the program. Thank you, Lord, for allowing it to happen. The last few weeks, we've had candidates running for constable, tax assessor, and now I've got Police Chief Lonnie Gosch on the line, and I have Brian Price here in the studio running for their candidates for district attorney for Milam County. And I'm doing this so that you, the listening audience, can get to put the voice with the face, with the name, with the ideology, and not just throw darts when you're going to elect somebody on voting day. So, once again, Lonnie, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Very good. Stand by, buddy. Brian, you all set?
Yep.
Okay. Here we go. I can hear it. If I can, I'll raise it up. Lonnie, let me go back to you again. And once again, I don't want to lose you here with another question. What sour notes, air quotes, sour notes, if any, need to be corrected as district attorney in Milam County? I think you touched on a few, but go ahead with the question.
Yeah, I touched on a few. I'm sure just another target on my back. Look, there's a weak relationship, forced cooperation, fear of retribution with the DA's office. Officers have to be able to do their job. In order to do that, they have to have a strong leader in that office. But there's no mutual respect from the majority of officers. I can't speak for every officer in Milam County, but the officers that I've dealt with, that I've spoken with, this is the general feeling. And it all centers around communication, which there is virtually none. The current DA's office is certainly my opponent. He's part of it, first assistant. He makes decisions. He's the right hand. There's no escaping it. The current DA's office, the mentality is to do what I say or else. And then if you don't do what they say, I can assure you there's going to be consequences. They don't care for law enforcement involvement whatsoever. They don't have a problem with harassing the law enforcement in Milam County to do what they want them to do. And I agree with Brian, certainly, that first, the feelings, biases, prejudices should not come into play. But there it is. At any rate, yeah, it boils down to a communication problem. There just isn't it.
Okay. I got you, Lonnie. You broke up for a second, but I got you. I heard all of it. Stand by, Lonnie. Brian, let me ask you the same question, sir. What sour notes, if any, need to be corrected as district attorney in Milam County?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think perception is important kind of in what in any really public office, but especially for a county district attorney, that sort of stuff. And one of the things I've liked, I don't know if you know, Judge Bill Whitmire, who's the new county judge, one of the things that he has done is he started hosting these town halls that I've gone to and attended to have the public come and speak and that sort of stuff. And that's something, as district attorney, that I also want to do, whether it's in collaboration with him or whether just hosting on my own, to have the public come and talk about kind of any of the issues they see, that sort of stuff. To really be able to address those head on. I mean, obviously, there's some limitations on what, you know, specific cases that I can talk about and details and that sort of stuff. But I want to have that openness and transparency for the general public, because I take very seriously of, you know, being an elected official, you're elected by the people and you're there to serve the people. And I think that's very important, and that's something that all of our elected officials need to know and do, and that's something that I take very seriously, and something that I want to help is being able to talk with the members of that general public to help get these, you know, any miscommunications or things that aren't understood. I want to be able to correct those. That's kind of also why I've been writing weekly columns in the local papers, if you've seen those.
Okay. All right, we're doing pretty good here. Let me go to the next question. Lonnie, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you ready? Here we go. What type of relationship does the district attorney have? And we've done this too, and I'm sorry for the repeat questions, but it's probably good for the audience. What type of relationship does the district attorney have with law enforcement to apply fair justice?
Well, again, there's not much there, to be perfectly honest with you. I mean, law enforcement goes out, they make their arrests, they make their cases, and then the prosecutor prosecutes them, and he has to work with law enforcement in doing so. And that involves communication, and there's not any communication. There's no leadership. There's nobody coming in and saying, hey, guys, let's get together, let's talk about this, that, or the other. The law enforcement officers in the community are out there every day putting on that uniform and risking their lives. They know the community. They know what direction a case needs to go. And they need to be talked with by the DA. They need to have that communication and not simply told, we're going to do what we want to do, how we want to do it. You can just accept it. Then we wind up with criminals that are coming right out back on the street, and we didn't even know it. Back out, then bonded out, then pled for probation, and here we are again. We just put one in jail for narcotics trafficking, and boom, they're right back out on the street again doing the same thing.
Well, this is
able to address those. We have to work together.
This is Matt talking. I'm thinking illegal aliens that come in and have been kicked out three or four times, and then they go commit a crime. But that's a totally different conversation. But I get the picture of it.
It's your next question.
Was that? Oh yeah, that's right. I'm getting ahead of myself. All right, Lonnie, great job. Let me ask Brian the same question. Brian, what type of relationship does the district attorney have with law enforcement to apply fair justice?
Yeah, so I think for the most part, I've got a great relationship with law enforcement. I think throughout this campaign, I've had a lot of support from Rockdale Police Department, from the Sheriff's Office, from the DPS troopers, from the Texas Attorney General's Office. And so I think all of those relationships are very, very important. I get that this is kind of my opponent's shtick of that he tries to rail on, but really the only bad relationship that I'll agree it has been between the Cameron Police Department and the DA's office. And I know a lot of that stems from Lonnie and the current district attorney. They don't like each other. They ran against each other for district attorney 4 years ago, and I don't know if either have gotten over that or what it is, but they just don't like each other. And so I think now that I'm running, my opponent tries to take that out on me, and it is what it is. But it's just untrue that I or my office doesn't have good relationships with all of the other law enforcement agencies in the county. And I can provide specific examples. The shooting that happened over in Rockdale a couple of months ago out that, the guy that was holed up, all of that sort of stuff. I got a call at 3 a.m. from the chief of police over there in Rockdale to help negotiate and help try to get that guy to stand down. And that's unfortunately what ended up happening with no officers injured or anything like that. The sheriff's office. The sheriff and I have talked with, and I think we've both written about this in our answers for the paper, we've talked about establishing task force together that are countywide to help address the mental health issues that we've got, to help address the drug task force, all of that sort of stuff. I was just dealing this week, the Texas Attorney General's Child Exploitation Task Force, who that's kind of the task force that they deal with a lot of these child predators that have child pornography, that sort of stuff, was calling me up to get, to help write warrants and all of that sort of stuff so that we could go after some of these people who are preying on kids in Milam County. And so this whole idea that our office doesn't have a good relationship with law enforcement or that I don't specifically is just plain false. And I hate that the relationship with Cameron PD has kind of been poisoned at the well there. I want that to change. I'm open to that changing. I would love to have that good relationship, but that takes a two-way street. And unfortunately, it doesn't appear like that's happening anytime soon.
Yeah.
Lonnie, I heard the laugh, but that's going to be for question 7. Okay, so hold on.
Yeah,
Matt.
I'm not here to debate these issues with him. Yeah. He knows what it is. The door's been open the whole time.
Lonnie, hold up. I do my questions the way I do it because I don't want this to happen. I want it.
Good.
This is strictly, I'm asking questions on my thoughts. But what question 7 opens it up to that debate, and you guys can do it on your own. But let me go before the next break comes up. I have one question I think we both can.
I'm probably going to be able to get this question in, and then I got to run.
All right, here's the question.
They're waiting for me now. Go ahead.
Since the border is a big problem, how will the district attorney handle crimes committed by illegal aliens? I'm hoping the answer is what I think it is, but go ahead.
Yeah, but like every other any other crime, right? Yeah. Let's not kid ourselves. Yeah, we're, right. we're already are experiencing the uptick in the thefts, the vehicle thefts, the UMVs, the drugs, the DWIs, the assaults occurring. We're seeing this. EEB is the chief. I've been out on the street and I've seen this influx of illegal aliens. Right now, there's Senate Bill 4 that's been out right now. It's supposed to allow law enforcement to pick up and arrest illegal aliens. Unfortunately, it's been postponed by injunction at this moment. But hopefully, we'll be able to have that as a tool to be able to do something about it. But we're going to have to combat that problem. And my opponent, of course, he touched on that. Thorndale especially, that area is growing. We got a lot more, we got an influx of people coming into the community, into Milam County. We need to get on top of these crimes now. We can't wait any longer. It's already gotten worse. Recidivism in Milam County is through the roof.
Okay, hey, Lonnie.
We need to attack it now.
Lonnie, I'm coming up to a hard break. You sure you can't hold on?
I got 3 buses waiting for me right now for escort.
All right, well, look, I've got to go to a hard break. I'll try. If you hang up, you hang up, and I totally understand. But if you're on there while we come after the break, we'll continue on, all right? We're going to go to a hard break. Be back in 3 minutes. See you on the other side.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on High Cap Adventures.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to bulldogautodetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Damon, is the place to go get your neutrino feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Damon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. I lost my voice for a minute, so if I sound scratchy. Okay. Let's see. The number here is 254-697-6633. If you want to call in, Lonnie had to leave. Police Chief Lonnie Gosch, running for District Attorney in Milam County, was on the phone for about probably 30 minutes with us, had to leave. He was dedicated to do his other duty at the time, so unfortunately he can't talk. But I've got Brian here, and he didn't get to answer his questions within the first block. So, Brian, I'm going to ask you the question again.
Sure.
Okay? The question is, since the border is a big problem, how will the district attorney handle crimes committed by illegal aliens?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think even big problem is an understatement at this point. I mean, obviously, the Biden administration on the border issue has been a complete failure. And it's, you know, it's a problem that affects us here in Milam County, even for a number of reasons of not just illegal aliens committing crimes, but I think this is something most people don't realize. Like a lot of drugs that, you know, Milam County has a big drug problem. You know, a lot of those drugs aren't being made or manufactured here. They're being made in these super labs down in Mexico or other places in Central America. And essentially, because our border is so open, they just come across the border. And so that's kind of a huge issue that that we're seeing. But kind of to go a little more specific on your case, I think, you know, you've got to be hard on these cases. And the reason why is because, for the most part, Mexico won't be. And that's my big thing. So I had a case less than 2 years ago.
Look, Brian, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. Because if you convict him, then we got to pay for him.
Well, I get that. But so let me tell you about this case real quick. It was a guy who had molested a little girl and everything. The jury convicted him, all of that sort of stuff. And then we got to the punishment phase of the argument. And what the defense attorney said is that, hey, you know, he's already going to get deported. That's a crime enough. All of that sort of stuff. And so I got up to argue on the punishment phase. I told them, look, like, if you think that sending this guy across the border is going to stop him from coming back here, if you think
that's even a punishment,
right, or if you think that Mexico takes these crimes as seriously as we do, like, I've got a bridge to sell you, because that's ridiculous. And so I think, especially on, you know, I get that if we incarcerate them, that you know, we have to pay for them, but I think especially on these more serious crimes, which are kind of the type that I handle, of child abusers, major assaults, all of that sort of stuff, I think when they injure American citizens, I think we've got to come down hard on them, because nobody else is. You know, you deport them, they're going to be right back here. I've had cases where I know after a guy served his sentence, he got deported. I saw him 3 weeks later at the Walmart in Rockdale. Okay? And that's me personally that I know that happened. And so it's just absolutely ridiculous, you know, the state that is in. That's something that we've got to come down hard on.
Okay, I wish Lonnie was here for this, because it was the last question, because I try to keep it as fair as I can. But technically, Brian, no offense to you, you're going to have the upper hand on this one, because Lonnie can't speak. But I'm going to ask the question, because sure, that's what I'm going to do. What would you like to add to the conversation that may not have been mentioned, but you feel important that the public should know?
So I touched on this a little bit, but what I really, one of the things that I've tried to talk to a lot of people about is the drug issue that we have in Milam County. Right, and I would say, I'll be conservative here and say about 80% of the cases that we see in the county as a whole deal in some way with drugs. And that's not just having or selling or using anything like that. It's, you know, stealing things for drug money. It's getting high and assaulting somebody. All of that sort of stuff. And so one of the things, I was also a prosecutor up in Waco for several years, and one of the things that I did up there is I helped with the Drug Task Force. And that's a group that they have established that's a task force up there that they go really focusing on the dealers of these drugs. And I think that's something I mentioned. I've talked about with Sheriff Clore about establishing here, having a countywide drug task force, because I really think we've got to start going after these dealers.
There used to be one, because I remember Jimmy Morgan, retired state trooper. He's making busts left and right, and I thought they had a task force. Does it just get abandoned or something?
Well, so I think that the state level DPS, they do have like kind of a statewide task force. But this can go back to the illegal immigration issue of our county is supposed to have it's either 7 or 9 troopers assigned to it at any time. I think right now we're back up to 4, and the reason for that is all our troopers have to be sent down to the border or the Capitol, and so that's another issue that's affecting us here. And it's just that's such a big problem. I could talk all day about the issues at the border and that sort of stuff. But right now, I'm talking about specifically for our county, the county setting up one. I want partnerships with the sheriff's office is willing to lead the charge. I want partnerships with the other police agencies to start doing these undercover buys and that sort of stuff so that we can really go after the dealers, the people who are profiting off of kind of destroying people's lives with methamphetamine, all of that sort of stuff. We're seeing fentanyl come into the county now, which is, kind of a really scary prospect. And so that's something that I really want to focus on that I think is really important for our county to address, especially as this growth is coming. It's just a huge issue that's hitting us day after day.
Okay. Brian, I want to ask permission to ask another question.
Go for it. Let's do it.
And the reason I'm doing this, because it kind of goes back to a previous question. I'm going to speak on his behalf, and I'll tell you, you'll understand why I'm saying this.
Sure.
Well, first of all, the question, have you worn a badge as a police officer?
No.
Okay.
Not a police officer.
This is where my question's coming.
Sure.
So we've got a police chief who's running for DA,
yep,
who's had law enforcement. We've got you, but a prosecutor who's been a prosecutor for some years.
Yep.
The question I had was, how does the DA work with law enforcement? If somebody's coming up through the ranks, you would think that they would have the inside thought process of how a district attorney should talk to law enforcement and communication. Since you've been prosecuting and you've been dealing with law enforcement, which way do you think, is it beneficial both ways? Is one have more insight as compared to the other when dealing with how to work with law enforcement as a district attorney? One who's come up through the ranks as law enforcement, or one who's been prosecuted for years and one who hasn't been a prosecutor?
So
is that a clear question?
Yeah, and let me, I mean, stop me if I'm not kind of understanding a question, but I think I've got it here. I think it's certainly important to be able to talk to law enforcement, all of that sort of stuff.
Pause. Let me explain my question a little bit.
Okay, go.
I'm an enlisted guy in the military.
Sure.
Going through the ranks, I become staff sergeant, and then I decide to go and become an officer, and I become a second lieutenant. Well, because I learned all my experience as an enlisted grunt, and I become an officer to a grunt, I understand both sides of the table.
Sure.
So that was the question.
Yeah, no, I get that. And that's why I certainly think it's important for prosecutors and everything to be able to talk with law enforcement and discuss issues, all of that sort of stuff, which is kind of why I'm proud of the relationships I've built with law enforcement around here, and those important relationships of why they'll call me at 3 o'clock in the morning to help with cases, all of that sort of stuff, why I'm glad to have their support during this election. The other side of it is, I think, as a prosecutor, you've got to also be able to look at it from that angle of, a lot of times police officers may think they have, some sort of slam dunk case that for legal reasons it's not there, or that they did something wrong. And you've got to be able to tell them, like, hey, this search was bad. Like, you can't do this. You violated rights, all of that sort of stuff. And so you've got to be able to also be, unbiased and do your job. I think your previous guest, CJ, who I had a chance to talk to before he left the studio really quick, I think he hit the nail on the head, which in part is, like, a job as a prosecutor is not just to, like, prosecute every case that comes into your office. It's not just to kind of rubber stamp police departments or anybody else. Our job, it's written out in the Code of Criminal Procedure, is to see that justice is done. And I take that very seriously. I think that's something that, we've got to do, and that's very important. I get your question, and I think that the being able to talk to law enforcement is important. But what's also important is actually having experience as a prosecutor, actually prosecuting cases. I guess my opponent thinks it's the easiest job in the world, but the fact is he's never done it, and so he doesn't really know what it's like to be a prosecutor. Being a prosecutor, when you take a case before a jury, you have the highest burden in the legal system to prove a case beyond a reasonable doubt, and it's that high for a reason. And so you've got to have somebody in there that's able to do that job, especially as we've got all of this crime, all of this new growth coming in. It's really important that we have somebody actually able to prosecute cases.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I don't want to ask any more because I want to keep this fair. So since Lonnie,
can we take call-in?
Well,
it's been available,
but when the commercial break comes, this conversation is over because I'm trying to keep it as fair as I can.
I
don't want to favor anybody.
Sure.
I want the people to hear the thoughts from each candidate and they make up their own mind. I have my own thoughts. There's more questions I would like to ask, but this is not the time or the place to do it at the moment.
I'll give you my phone number before I leave.
Okay. All right. Colonel, any comments? Good conversation?
Good conversation, and I find it educational, and I'm looking forward here. We've got some things on the election turnout so far and
we'll
about
do all
the voters.
That. We'll do all that at 11:45.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break. Brian, thank you very much. Lonnie,
absolutely.
If you're listening, for some reason you're still listening, thank you very much for making the call. I appreciate both you guys coming on. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you can make a better decision. We're going to be doing True Stories of Self-Defense at 11:30. See you on the other side.
Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
program. Matt, your host. Got the Colonel Rafer Brown here with me, my wingman, Shelby Meyer, my board operator. Police Chief Lonnie Gosch was on the line last segment for a little bit, I think. Or was it the segment? It doesn't matter. And I had Brian Price, they're running for district attorney. Thank them for participating.
Yeah, that was all from the 2 weeks ago when you started. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it 2 weeks ago?
No, it was more than that.
3 weeks?
3 weeks ago, then.
It's all been very helpful, at least for me, so I know.
I've had lots of commentary.
I've been hearing a lot of feedback from in town that this has been helping their decision.
That's right. But right now, we're at our favorite section of the program, the True Stories of Self-Defense. This is coming from the January 2007 issue of the American Rifleman's Armed Citizens column. And what we do is we do a cold read, and because of what I do, training and all that kind of stuff, being a licensed to carry instructor and doing all sorts of high-speed, low-drag type of training, I apply my thought process to these stories. So here we go. And you'll notice probably still at 2007, you're probably going to see a lot of 9mm, maybe 38s, but we'll see what happens. A California woman was playing the role of getaway driver as her gang member's son. Oh, jeez.
It was a mother and son? That's weird.
Hey.
Mother and
son. Parental support.
Son looked for a home to burglarize, according to police. When the suspect found a target, he broke the lock on the screen door and began yelling at the female occupant. The burglar gave chase as the woman fled to the backyard, but she halted his advance with 3 rounds from a .38 caliber revolver. The intruder ran back to his mother and the homeowner phoned police. When the suspects failed to locate a hospital, the mother of the year, air quote, flagged down a sheriff's deputy. The deputy, however, was responding to the victim's 911 call and apprehended mother and son. What a mess.
You guys, that is. Super unorganized.
But now, he needed medical support after she fired 3 rounds at him.
I compliment the victim for having the gun. However, ladies and gentlemen, a .38 snub-nosed revolver is an over-the-hood car type of gun. And what I mean by that is, if you stand on one side of the car and somebody stands on the other side, front tire to front tire, that's about, without practice, how far you should be shooting that gun. Because you got an 8 to 12 pound trigger pull on that trigger. And if you do it, if you're right-handed, you're probably going to pull down into the right. Left-handed, you're probably pull down into the left. And you're going to miss your target. Henceforth, the reason why that person is not dealing.
Well, it would have been terrible if her son was murdered in front of her, even if they're criminals.
And she'd be accomplice to murder. She'd be going for a life sentence.
Oh, she'd hate herself. Okay. Police say Rodney Hendrick and his wife were sleeping when a 24-year-old man smashed the front door window, waking the couple. Mr. Hendrick went to investigate, armed with his .357 Magnum revolver, and followed the suspect. And found that the suspect had left. Foolishly, the suspect soon returned and lofted a brick at the front door, knocking it open. He entered the resident and Hendrick fired a single shot. The intruder died at the scene.
Aren't you happy?
That was so good.
All right, very good. So let's go over the story.
Okay.
He heard a noise.
He
the homeowner
armed
went
himself
armed himself first. Nothing was there. Scumbag came back and he eliminated the situation.
Very I don't good. Get why they left in the first place and then come right back.
Crooks are stupid.
Okay.
Go ahead, girl.
Oh, this is going to be fun. Dan Brown, my uncle. Dan Brown believed a pair of burglars had been casing his auto repair garage. Someone had to have been watching us because they came right after I left, he said. Police say two thieves confronted Brown's wife, who was alone, and demanded money. Instead, she grabbed a pole used to prop up car hoods and used it to strike the biggest intruder, who then hit her on the head as she ran toward the shop's office. She got there and pulled out the gun we keep in the drawer for protection, Brown said. The suspects promptly fled. This lady is nobody to be messed with.
That's a true guy's woman. One who's spunky like that. One who can defend herself and cover your six.
Ms. Brown has since applied for a concealed carry permit.
She's going to be ready next time.
This is Pennsylvania. All right.
Good deal. All right.
She's lucky she didn't get shot in the first place. I'm glad the others didn't.
Continuing on. Customers were browsing the shelves at a food store shortly before closing time when three men entered the building, police say. The police say the men waited for customers to leave before announcing an armed robbery. Once they emptied the store's coffers, the robbers took all store employees to the back of the store and bound them with duct tape. With a gun aimed at his head, the store manager, who has a concealed carry permit, oh yeah, come on, baby, freed himself and drew a .45 caliber handgun. I'll bet you it's a 1911, being 2007, 1911, good deal. The manager fired several times, striking his assailant twice. The injured robber died while the other suspects fled. Quote, in my opinion, if this man had not had a gun, my concern is that they would have been executed. They would have executed these people, the prosecutor, talk about prosecutors, County Prosecutor William Forsythe said. So there you go.
That's very
Look,
nice.
Look, ladies and gentlemen, this is Matt's opinion. If you don't have a firearm, I don't care where you are. That's just my opinion. You're wrong.
All right. A man was exhibiting strange behavior, hurling insults and threats randomly at passerbys. Police say he then began focusing on a single pedestrian. He threatened the man's life and pummeled him with a volley of punches and kicks until the man fell injured to the ground. The assaulted victim, a concealed carry permit holder, retrieved his gun and fired once at his assailant, who died at the hospital. He was down there minding his own business. And there's nothing to think he was anything but a random target, said the Seattle police spokesman, Deb Brown. Another Brown!
Good deal. Hey, you guys Browns are all over the place. Let's see, Colonel. That one was mine. That one was Shelby's. You're right there, buddy.
Police say a man confronted Rose and her 14-year-old son at their home, then bound them with neckties in the master bedroom, held them at knife point.
Wait. The question is, was it a Windsor or a double Windsor when they tied them?
I'm not sure which knot they used. They're probably a single. Right. Okay. Held them at knife point and threatened their lives. The intruder began ransacking the house for jewelry and other valuables, which he placed in the family's SUV. Meanwhile, she managed to free herself and untie her son. She retrieved her husband's revolver, handed it to her son, and locked the double doors to the bedroom. The light incensed intruder pushed at the doors, partially opening them as he waved his knife. The teenager aimed his father's pistol toward the opening between the doors and squeezed the trigger. The armed robber dropped dead, Shelby.
All right. That's a lot of them.
That's awesome. Congratulations, Mom. Good deal for the kid.
The kid had had some training when it said that
he squeezed the trigger. I think he took my course, Colonel. All right. I'm next. Okay.
Yeah, you're next.
Final story.
Okay.
According to authorities, a man accosted a husband and wife one evening after they returned home from their business. Quote, it appears he either followed them or was waiting on them to get out of their vehicle, said the sheriff. The man struck the husband with a gun, then fired several shots at the couple. The man's wife, a 73-year-old grandmother of four with two great-grandchildren, grabbed her handgun. Don't be messing with grandma. And fired
great
back.
Grandma.
The suspect fled to a hospital where he died. Quote, I want people to know you have the right to protect yourself, especially from a robber that shoots at you, the sheriff said.
I want to hear what the grandma said. Where's her quote?
Bang, bang.
Don't be my... I don't know if she had teeth or not, but she did a great job.
She had a gun, though.
All right, very good. Look, if you got a true story of self-defense that you've had in your life, give me a call, 254-697-6633. I'd love to hear it. I've got stories of my own I could share with you. I've shared them before. They're pretty interesting. Remember, I'm from New York, so they get interesting up in New York. Actually, I'll tell you one incident. Didn't happen to me, but here I am in New York, living in this Victorian house, and you hear machine gun fire two or three buildings down from me. They're having a firefight in the alleyway. There's a BMW at the end of the alleyway riddled with bullets, okay? Bullet holes in it. Sirens are going off. I mean, sirens were every 15 minutes where I was living. And the next day when I come out, here you see shell casings on the ground. You see this BMW with holes all over it. You would think you'd see those little triangular
markers?
Evidence marker number one. No, not back in the 80s, man. Look, I came from a place that was crazy. I had people wanting to hang me from a tree, wanting to stab me to death.
Why?
Because that's what they do. All right?
Because?
And you wonder why I am the way I am today.
Somebody wanted to hang you for no reason?
I was supposedly on their turf. And I'm surrounded. They looked at the tree. They had the rope. They were going to hang me. And what did I do? I had the gift of gab. I was able to get out of it. Okay? My mother robbed on the front porch of my house. I remember she comes to me. I go, "What's wrong, Mom? What's wrong?" I could tell something's wrong. She's just got robbed. It's on the porch. I said, "Oh, no." I said, "Mom, I'll be right back. I'm going to the bathroom. I feel sick." I grabbed my 1911, and I walked up that street. I was going to take that son of a down.
My did you ever find him?
I almost did. My dad came and saved my rear end. Otherwise, I probably would not be here today. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll finish up, wrap it all up, put it all together, and do whatever we got to do to make it right. Be back in three.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply, yeah, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
We'll be right back.
Prevention Radio program. Finishing up the program with the final segment. You got a question or a comment or a true story of self-defense, give me a call, 254-697-6633. We're live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Don't forget, all programming is put in a podcast form, and you can check it out at Podbean, Spotify, Apple. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. Also there will be the sponsors to the program. Support the sponsors who support the program. Colonel, so we don't get cut short on time, I know you had a few things you wanted to wrap up. Why don't you go ahead and take it away? What do you got?
All right. Quick one. I want to finish up on representatives. Two more representatives. Hugh Shine, District 55, which is the heart of Bell County. It's the interior of Temple and Killeen, and it's surrounded completely by 54, which is Buckley. All right, Hugh Shine, 55, he voted yes on impeachment for the Attorney General, voted to allow grants for transitioning children. He voted for taxpayer-funded study of the mileage tax. He voted with the Democrats 43.8% of contested partisan votes. That's huge. That put him way down the list. And he used to be a Democrat before he was a Republican. Mm-hmm. Approved legislation that buys into the notion of carbon credits. He voted to let San Antonio use taxpayer money. He voted to force taxpayers to pay for electric vehicle charging stations. He wanted to use local tax money to let tenants sue landlords. He voted to reconsider a pro-life amendment that had been adopted. He voted for ordinary taxpayers to pay for corporate welfare. He voted to let municipalities lower speed limits without a traffic study. And this is part of the toll road program where they let municipalities lower the speed limit on all the routes to force people onto the turnpikes. Okay, he voted for the creation of a digital ID, and he voted for uneven distribution of state highway funds. Now, a quick summary for Representative Caroline Harris, Williamson County. She voted no on the impeachment. Good sign. She did take almost $1 million, $870,000, from the top five donors. She voted with lobby groups 70% of the time, but that's less than some of the others. She joined the Democrats only 13% of the time, and she opposed some Republicans more than Democrats.
Colonel, let me pause you for a second. I've got a caller on the line. I'd like to get that caller on the line and say what he's got on his mind. Caller, welcome to the program. Thanks for listening. If you want to mention your name, go ahead. But what did you tell me on the phone?
I just want to thank you for such a excellent program today, particularly the interviews with the candidates. That helps us all to do exactly as you said, you identify their ideas and positions with the name, so you can make a much better choice when you do vote instead of going blindly.
I cannot tell you how much I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm glad you enjoyed it, and we will continue to do our best in this manner.
And happy Texas Independence Day. Woo! As well. That's today.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you got Facebook, we showed it on Facebook, didn't we? When the show is over, you can review it. You'll see the cake my wife made for Texas Independence. Beautiful cake. Looks great, so you can check
Fantastic.
It out.
Fantastic. Well, hey, Matt, you know, all those people in, you know, just when you come out to the studio, drive by the courthouse, see the statue of Ben Milam. Ben Milam and all the people with him, Jim Bowie, David Crockett, William Travis, everybody else, they made it possible. Their gift to us is making it available and possible for us to all enjoy the lives that we can here now in Texas. And our gift to them is in choosing to make the right decisions and do things. And your radio program is as Texan as anything could get. And that's what we need more of.
Wow. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call. It means a lot to me. I really do. Thank you very much for calling.
Adios.
All right, adios. All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Colonel, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I didn't want him to stay on hold.
Quick one now. Flores, this is Senator Flores, Senate District 24, and that includes Bell County and I think Williamson County, part of Williamson County and Milam counties, and then on down here. It's a long area. He made a lot of bills or suggested a lot of bills, but they were all recognitions and dedications. He did make one for Bell County. We have a blessing and a curse in Bell County. We have the Darnall Hospital. They're on Fort Cavazos, and it's a great hospital, and it draws a lot of retired military, and we have a lot of disabled veterans. So it's good and bad, but these people are also eliminated or excused from the tax rolls, and that leaves a huge burden on the other people to take care of it. So he put forward a bill that failed in committee relating to a provision for state aid to certain local governments to offset the cost of exemptions from ad valorem taxation and for the 100% disabled. So that was an attempt, but Bell County still sucks it up and serves our veterans. Senate District 5 is Charles Schwertner, and I rate him good. He's very much into the electric grid, and he had several bills about taking care of the electric grid. We need to do that. It's hugely important that we take care of the electric grid. It needs to be hardened and modernized. Now let's switch to election turnout. And Milam County had a 2,500 people, 2,497, 191 Democrats, 2,306 Republicans. And that's 8%, 92%. Bell County had 14,344 turnout.
I want to make a comment on that, those numbers. Ladies and gentlemen, I was going to say something here when the colonel was done, but he brought it up. It's going to segue perfectly. Look, I don't care if you're left or right, because there's corruption in either side. You've got to focus in on the people themselves, because we got these people running Democrat Party, Republican Party, and most of them are crooked.
Right,
it doesn't matter. It's the people below. It's the grassroots effort. We're genuine. We're true. We want to do the right thing, but we got people manipulating us, and the problem is we got a media that swings left. And that's why I'm always knocking on left-sided things, because that's the most prominent thing that they're pushing. I'm sorry, Colonel. Go ahead.
All right. We had Schwertner there, rated him good, very good on electric grid. Election turnout, Milam County had 8% Democrat, 92% Republican. Bell County had 14,344 turnout, 20% Democrat, 80% Republican. And this 14,000 is out of 280,000 plus registered voters. Now, I anticipate another 10% of the voters will turn out on this election day on March 5th, 7 to 7. Okay, there'll be lots of polls. Go to your county election department to find out all the places that you can vote. Bell County has countywide voting. Now, 280,000 registered voters, a lot of people. Now, the voters are the proverbial frog in the water. Okay, you've heard this story before about you put the frog in the cold water, turn the heat on, and it slowly gets warmed up and cooked before he knows it, and he doesn't try to get out of the pot. It's the same thing with voters. The public is asleep, partly due to schooling, partly due to the total propaganda replacing the news. And you, in the minority, that the minority that are engaged must help educate others and get them involved. We all have to put some self into self-government. And there are some old sayings: the government is by those who show up. And the one that Plato said was, the price good men pay for indifference to public affairs is to be ruled by lesser men. All right, so on election day, March 5th, 7 to 7, that's next Tuesday, all right, please take one new voter to the poll with you.
New voter, not one who's going to do it anyway.
Yeah, just one is all it takes. If everybody does that, we would double the turnout. I'm not asking you to take 10, just one new voter. All right, if you go to the website, go to the Facebook page, we have some suggestions for conservative voters on the judges down the line. So we need to get those in. All right, the quote of the day: free people ought not only to be armed but disciplined. to which end a uniform and well-digested plan is requisite, and their safety and interests require that they should promote such manufactories as tend to render them independent of others for essential, particularly military supplies. And remember now, at this time, it's 13 independent states, not considered a nation. George Washington made this statement at his first address to Congress. And going back to the give a man a fish, you feed him for a day, teach him to fish. Remember now, these websites are going to be on the Facebook page, and we're getting close. So I got to turn it back over.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say this. I want to say it bluntly, too, and I don't like to do it. If you like this show, I need your support. That's the bottom line. You need to start contributing and donating to the program if you want to keep a program like this alive. It is on the verge of I can't do it anymore, okay? If you want it on, and that's no hype, you should know by now, I'm telling you honestly from the heart, it's very difficult to keep on the air. I need support. Whether you're a sponsor with a product, I'll promote you that way. If you're a private donator, I'll promote you that way. But I need support. I want to thank everybody on the program. I want to thank God for the opportunity to be here. Colonel, great job. Shelby, always fantastic. All my guests. Until next Saturday, God bless. Keep your powder dry.